Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Milan's La Scala Theatre has warned that they are going to ban anybody who shows up wearing shorts, tank tops or flip-flops to the theatre, an evening at the theatre. Has fashion gone out the window nowadays? Are people just dressing too casually for day-to-day living? News Talk Breakfast presenter Shane Coleman is with me on the line today. Because Shane, I think it's fair to say you're probably the best dressed man in News Talk.
I don't know about that, but I'll take it, Andrea. Thank you very much.
But have standards dropped, do you think, over the years, dress standards?
See, I don't think standards have dropped. I kind of look at it slightly differently. And standards have changed, definitely. Like when I started in News Talk, what was it, back in 2011? So what's that, 14 years ago or so? I wore a suit in every day. I wore a shirt and tie. It was quite formal, and that's how I dressed. And like a lot of the time, I was based down the Dáil, so I suppose that would have had something to do with it. But even when I was filling in as a presenter, that's the suit I would wear, and I would always wear a tie. And I just look. I just think it's changed. I think leisure wear, things have become a lot less formal. I think leisure wear has become much more incorporated into fashion. But I kind of would argue that it's a lot more creative and a lot more imaginative now than it was then. You know, when you look back, and I look back, and I love, like, I had about, you know, a dozen or so suits in my wardrobe back then, Andrea. Like, I had so many different suits. But when I look back, I sort of wonder, were they all a little bit samey? And okay, you could kind of dress things up with a tie and stuff, but I think it was quite formal, quite samey. Whereas now, I think fashion has evolved. I think it's much more creative. I think it's much more about people expressing their individuality. Like I love one of my favorite things to do on a Sunday is the Fibsborough Market. It's on a couple of times a month, and I love going down there and just myself and my wife go down and we just watch the fashion and all these kids wearing unbelievable stuff. And it's so eclectic, and it's stuff that if somebody had worn it 5 years ago, you would have been laughed out of court. But they just wear it, and they wear it with panache, and they wear it with style, and it's a mismatch, and it's a hodgepodge of stuff. And I love it. And I actually think it's much more fashionable. I think it's much more creative. It is less formal.
Yeah, well,
and some people have a difficulty with that.
But smart casual is, like, I feel that's something that's kind of crept in over the last decade. It can look just as well as the stuffy suit.
It really can. I couldn't agree with you more. Like, sorry, look, I'm not saying you turn up for work in shorts and a pair of flip-flops. I don't think that's acceptable. I wouldn't do that. I have worn a pair of Birkenstocks into it. I don't know if that's good or not. I have worn Birks into work. But I think if you wear, you know, a really nice, even for a work setting, if you have a casual jacket. I have a suit that I absolutely love. I bought it down in Kildare Village for £100. Actually, my wife bought it for me because she's a real fashionista. And she bought it down. It was £100. And it's a black, it's kind of t-shirt, kind of cloth material. And it's got a string tie on the trousers. So it's casual, but it's a black suit. And I wear it with a t-shirt and a pair of runners.
Looks the part.
And I think that is perfectly acceptable to wear into work. I think it looks smart. It's not as formal. But a lot of times I look at suits now on television, politicians in suits and ties, and they're badly cut and they're just kind of samey, and I just kind of cringe a little bit. I'd far rather have a smart casual outfit that expresses a little bit of individuality.
Stylist Laura Jordan is with me in studio. Does that mean standards have dropped, or as Shane says, is it just that they've changed? We've so many more options now, Laura.
Absolutely. I think there's a couple of factors at play. First of all, the last 8 years have seen arguably the biggest change in our attitude to smart clothes. COVID has been a huge factor in that. We have worn relaxed, comfortable clothing, and it's very hard to change that into something that is a little bit more tailored, uncomfortable as a result, and high maintenance. Getting suits dry cleaned, getting, you know, jackets that are dry cleaned.
It's so expensive to get a suit dry cleaned.
Yeah, there's a huge maintenance factor in that, as well as even getting out the iron on a Sunday night and getting through the shirts for the week.
Stop.
That's one big element. The second is the influence of the fashion industry has created, exactly as Shane said, a more diverse, creative and expressive element to clothes. And when we look at it in terms of the workplace, we are encouraged to bring our authentic selves to work. There are some caveats to that. If you are working in professional services where you are client facing and client retention is competitive, perhaps your first impression can have a bearing on that and can make your life a little bit harder in some older fashioned, for want of a better word, more more classic types of attitude towards, well, you should look like a lawyer if you're going to talk like one and bill me like one. And similar for banking, finance, etc. But in Ireland in particular, the influence of tech has been massive. And
that's changed
that's
fashion
changed
trends.
Fashion hugely. Yeah. It is, you can kind of wear whatever you want within certain, I mean, there's an unwritten code of what trainers you shouldn't and shouldn't wear, etc. But there's a lot in that.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. A content creator and personal trainer, Natalie Lennon, is joining us as well. Like, Natalie, I don't know about you, but, you know, I have noticed even myself in the last 12 months, I wear runners pretty much all of the time. Like, there's nowhere you can't wear a pair of white runners.
Yeah, that's so true. And I agree with what everyone is saying here completely. Like, I do think, I don't think we're dressing too casually, but I just think we're dressing like more consciously. I think, like what Shane was saying, fashion has become about self-expression, but also comfort and practicality. And that's where, you know, a good pair of white runners always come into play. It's one thing in my wardrobe that I'll never be without, just a good pair of white runners. And when I thought about this, I was like, maybe people do think, maybe older generations might see it as like a drop in standards. But I think it is just how fashion culture is evolving. It's now, it's not just what's expected of us. I feel like in the past we were dressing because it was an expectation we were trying to reach. And now it's more a reflection of who we are, of how our lives have changed, like you were saying, as a result of COVID. Casual doesn't necessarily mean careless. I think it's just more conscious because we have so much hybrid working. You're going from your desk to picking up the kids or to the gym. And I was thinking myself, sometimes when I'm in a meeting or I'm going to the gym afterwards, you can have like a high-end gym set with a blazer over it and a good pair of white runners. And if you look at even how like tailored loungewear has come into play,
luxury
trainers. Like, you have girls going out wearing the Adidas tracksuit bottoms with heels, and this has become like fashion nowadays. So I definitely don't think we've lost the ability to dress up when we need to, like for weddings and interviews or big events, but we just have more freedom now to choose how we present ourselves day to day, and we have that creative freedom. And I personally think it's a really positive shift.
It's funny, Shane, there's an interesting text here from a listener who makes the point, it's only 10 years ago that lads would have been turned away from most pubs and particularly nightclubs for wearing white runners.
It is so true. And I actually, just when you were chatting there, Andrea, I was just thinking, like, with the arrogance of youth when I was at college, like, I would look down my nose at people who wore runners. When I think about me, I wore shoes or dock boots into college every day. I never wore runners. And it's just like, things are just, it is much more about comfort. I think expressive is a great word as well to describe what people are doing. But like, it's also nice when you do go to a wedding, when you put on a suit and you actually do dress up.
Yeah.
It's actually nice to do that as an exception rather than the rule. And look, one last point. Has there ever been a more ridiculous statement ever than when the president of Ukraine was in the White House and a journalist kind of upbraided him for not wearing a suit? And it just seemed like the most ridiculous thing ever.
True.
And 20 years ago, I think maybe people would have said, yeah, that's all. I think most people just thought that was ludicrous now. It's not what you wear, it's what you do and what you say.
It's funny, Natalie, that the point, though, about the theatre in Milan, you know, and they're talking about wearing shorts and wearing flip-flops, and maybe you could argue the point around the noise of flip-flops, but it's probably unlikely I can't imagine really many people go to the theatre in shorts and flip-flops anyway.
I think so. Personally, I think that's a really old mindset. I don't see that being a rule that will stick around in that theatre, because I have a feeling there'll be a certain age group that it's going to turn away from attending. So that's definitely something that personally I just think is kind of crazy. I agree that, you know, when you go to weddings, it's nice, it's the exception, you get to dress up. But like, if people feel good in what they wear, they show up better to the world, they show up better in who they are. So I think that's what it should be all about. Dress codes, I think, are a bit controlling depending on the situation, like that theatre in Milan. I think they should be giving people more choice, especially when it's theatre, which is what, you know, I guess expression is all about.
There's an interesting text here, Laura, from a listener who says, what's the acceptable dress code for a non-black tie wedding for men? Do you need a suit and tie now?
Good question. You need tailoring. So that usually looks like a suit jacket, and you need tailoring on the top and bottom, for want of a better word. So it's difficult to find something that doesn't have a culture which isn't a little bit like a suit. The suit option that Shane mentioned, great shout, particularly if the wedding is somewhere casual or maybe abroad. But for a non-black tie, really what that means is no bow tie. It does still mean a tie.
Does it?
Yeah, in theory, yes. If you're going to look at the definition of a dress code piece, that would be what it looks like. But exactly as we've just been talking about the last little while, the evolution and change of what clothes are acceptable or not has become so much more dynamic that I think having an open neck shirt may suffice. But a black tie wedding typically just means no black tie, and it used to mean no tuxedo, which was the satin stripe down the side of the trouser was what was the definition.
Oh, not even just a black suit.
No, it was a separate cut and a separate style to a black suit itself, because black suits may have been seen more of like funeral attire rather than wedding attire. So there was so many nuances to it, and you bought a specific shirt that worked with your bow tie as opposed to with a typical tie. So there was a lot of nuance in it.
Yeah, Adidas tracksuit bottoms with heels, give me a break. But unfortunately, Natalie, they are very much on trend.
I can't say I've worn that out on a night out myself.
No.
But you know yourself, I'll be scrolling on Instagram and I do see a lot of the high-end Irish fashion influencers wearing this. And it seems to go down a big hit with all of their followers. So I do see that coming to the fore more, although it's yet one that I am to tackle myself.
A listener here says, God, the teenagers only wear sports gear, even the ones who don't do sports. Whatever happened to a good old pair of Levi's? What do they plan on wearing when they do enter the workplace? Business casual has turned into leggings and a pair of New Balance shoes. Don't even get me started on O'Neill shorts in the restaurants, says this texter. Natalie Lennon, content creator and personal trainer, our own, of course, News Talk Breakfast presenter, Shane Coleman, and stylist style savvy Laura Jordan. Thanks a million, Laura, for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.